It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. We're getting into more of the Isaiah chapters here as we start with 2 Nephi chapter 21. Now, if you look in the chapter heading, it says compare Isaiah 11. Now, before we get into this, I want to jump over to the Pearl of Great Price where Moroni kept Joseph Smith up half the night, quoting scripture after scripture after scripture from the Old Testament, and he did it multiple times. Now, in verse number 40 of the Joseph Smith history, it says, in addition to these, and again, he just quoted a bunch of Old Testament verses, he quoted the 11th chapter of Isaiah saying that it was about to be fulfilled. So I wonder if Joseph is like, okay, gotta go grab the family Bible, and what was Isaiah chapter 11 about? Because it's about to be fulfilled. So here's Moroni saying, Joseph, this is about to happen as I'm talking to you. Now you go back to 2 Nephi 21, which is Isaiah chapter 11, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Now pausing right there, go over to section 113 of the Doctrine and Covenants, where it's kind of a question and answer session with the Lord, and it even says, who is the stem of Jesse spoken of in the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth verses of the 11th chapter of Isaiah. I love verse number 2. Verily, thus saith the Lord, it is Christ. So we're talking about Jesus here back in that chapter 21. Verse number 2, 3, and 4. You tell me if this doesn't sound like Jesus. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, or reverence to God, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge. Now I love the way that describes Jesus Christ. You go down to verse number 10 of chapter 21, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign for the people, to it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Now you go back to that section 113 of the Doctrine and Covenants, more is talked about here. Verse number 3, what is the rod spoken of in the first verse of the 11th chapter of Isaiah that should come from the stem of Jesse? And it also talks about in verse number 5, what is the root of Jesse spoken of in this 10th verse of the 11th chapter? Now in both of these verses right here, it says, behold, thus saith the Lord, it is a descendant of Jesse as well as of Joseph, unto whom rightly belongs the priesthood and the keys of the kingdom for an ensign and for the gathering of my people in the last days. Now, we've already learned back in 2 Nephi chapter 3 that Joseph Smith comes from that lineage. So this could be very well referring to Joseph Smith. So here's Moroni saying, hey, Joseph, this is about to be fulfilled and we are talking about the gathering that is going to take place. In fact, you go back to that chapter 21, verses 11 and 12, and it shall come to pass that in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people which shall be left. Now in this verse it talks about from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, Elam, Shin, all those names. Now that's talking about Isaiah's time, but it's also talking about our time. Verse 12, he shall set up an ensign for the nations. That's that same reference there. And shall assemble the outcasts of Israel. That's so cool. Bringing in all the people who do not feel like they fit in. You bring them in. And gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. So one of the things to think about here, Isaiah is always talking about certain time periods. And sometimes we're never sure what time period he's talking about. He's got a foot in his time. He's got a foot in our time. He's got a foot in Joseph Smith's time. He's got a foot in Jesus's time. He's got a foot in the millennium. That's more feet than most people have, right? So it's very confusing often to wonder what time period Isaiah is talking about. The answer is usually yes. Okay, what time is he talking about? His prophecies are very dualistic in nature. So he is talking about what took place in his time period, but he is also referring to our time period where the great gathering is taking place, where people are an ensign to the nations. You're assembling the outcasts of Israel and you're gathering together and bringing the family home. And I love that message. Okay, now you get over to chapter 23 of 2 Nephi. The chapter heading says, compare Isaiah 13. Now, I did an episode back when we were doing the Old Testament about Isaiah chapter 13, specifically the first four verses that I think applies so well to this message. So go ahead and watch this. So right now I want to hit on chapter 13, and I just want to jump right out the gate with verses 1 through 4, because these I think have the most relevance to us today. Verse number 1, it says, the burden of Babylon. That sounds like a fun book to read, right? Which Isaiah, the son of Amos, did see. So if you check out the footnote 1b, it said burden, as used in Isaiah, is a message of doom lifted up against a people. There's your warm fuzzy, right? So this is the burden of Babylon. Babylon is an enemy to the world. It always has been. Babylon represents every single opposite of Zion, the things that we're trying to establish, you know, this one heart and one mind idea. Babylon is the opposite of that. And it's actually a literal kingdom at this time period. It's a very powerful kingdom, which we'll, again, we'll talk more about that here in a second. Verse number two, lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain. Now, again, you know from studying Isaiah, the mountain of the Lord's house. We're talking about the temple there. There's reference to that in the footnote. Banner, it talks about an ensign. Now, an ensign is a flag that is set up, a standard, if you will. Now, here's what we're supposed to do. Exalt the voice unto them, shake the hand, that they may go into the gates of the nobles. We're going to share a message. It says exalt the voice, which means raise the voice, meaning share that message with everybody. I have commanded my sanctified ones. Now, sanctified ones in the footnote says saints. So I have commanded my saints. Hopefully you're seeing some application here. I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. Now, verse number four, the noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together, the Lord of hosts mustereth the hosts of the battle. Now, the word muster means to gather together a group of individuals ready to do battle. So, if we can just kind of recap here for a second, we've got a group of saints in the latter days that have been asked to be able to gather themselves together to raise a voice in the mountains out there to Babylon and to share with them the goodness of God and his glory and his mercy. So yeah, that's fairly applicable for our day, right? Now, when you think about times where that's happened, where saints are gathered together in the mountain or even close to the mountain, they're gathering together to hear messages to be able to help other people out. To me, that sounds like General Conference. I don't know. That could be one of the applications here. I also think about the time back in 2018 where President Russell M. Nelson gathered together all of the youth of the church. Many of you probably remember this. Some of you might have even been there for this, where he gathers them together. This is one of his first messages as a prophet. This was a historic type of a message from a prophet. So he says this, he says, my dear young brothers and sisters, these surely are the latter days. Now, in the chapter heading of chapter 13, it does talk about how the destruction of Babylon is a type of the destruction at the second coming. So it's talking about Isaiah's day, but it's also making reference to our day. And the Lord is hastening his work to gather Israel. That gathering is the most important thing taking place on the earth today. Nothing else compares in magnitude. Nothing else compares in importance. Nothing else compares in majesty. And if you choose to, if you want to, you can be a big part of it. I love that. You can be a big part of something big, something grand, something majestic. And then he drops a challenge and an invitation to all the youth of the church. I am inviting every young woman and every young man between the ages of 12 and 18 in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to enlist in the youth battalion of the Lord to help gather Israel. Now, again, you go back to that verse number 4 of chapter 13, the Lord of hosts mustereth the host of the battle, meaning he's gathering together people for this battle. Now, the battle is not against people. Please understand that. We are to gather people. So Jesus has been pretty clear on what the battle is all about. He said, look, we're to love God and we are to love our neighbors, right? So this battle is not against other people. The battle is against the world and the world's philosophies and the world's doctrines, which are so rampant today. So what do? We gather ourselves together, gather to the temple, gather to, you know, the conference center, gather whatever, gather in our homes. And we hear the word of the Lord, and then we raise our voices to the Lord. And so I love that little message right here, just in these first four verses. So every single time you read that in the Book of Mormon, he is talking to youth, he's talking to adults, he's talking to everybody about the gathering, bringing ourselves together to be able to hear the word of the Lord. You raise that banner, you raise that message out there of goodness, and you share it with the world. So now as you think about that, the people back in Isaiah's time period were very disobedient and they were wicked. And because of that, they got scattered. And now we are gathering the family back in and you and I get to be a part of that, which I think is so awesome to be able to bring in the outcasts of Israel, to be able to share with them the gospel, and it blesses them. And it also blesses our lives as we get to participate in one of the greatest events in the history of the world. I am grateful for this message and I know that it's true. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.